Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And
wow,
this right here is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours.
Not
on
soon.
The iHeartRadio app, Fox Sports Radio, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. You won't be sorry that you did that. All right, we got Mark Stein, co-host of iHeartMedia's This League Uncut, longtime NBA reporter, and he will join us at the bottom of the hour. Good friend of mine and former colleague of mine and Rob's back at the old place, so it's always good to talk with Mark Stein. But Rob, let me welcome you in. How are you, man?
Oh, I thought you forgot about me. Yeah, I'm working tonight. How are you? I heard Mark Stein. I thought he was filling in for me. I'm not here yet.
Okay. Wow.
Thanks anyway. Yes, good. Hi, Chris. Happy Friday.
Where are you at these days? You're not in New York anymore.
I'm in Dallas now.
Oh, Dallas.
Dallas.
You're just trekking the globe.
You know, I'm all over, yes.
You just Dallas. Visiting people? Or
well, no, no, no. Got a little
MLB stuff.
MLB bro stuff tomorrow at the Yankees-Rangers game. So that's why I'm
okay.
Here.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, with that said, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got the super producer, Rob G, in the house. And, of course, on the ones and twos, he never misses a funky flashback Friday.
Can't do it.
Our man, DJ Alex Teichert. And on the updates.
Hey, Steve.
Steve DeSager. And, Rob, we got good news for the listeners. One, we are back to being here for 3 hours. Last night was just a one-hour show, and that was short and sweet. But this one's a full 3 hours, and we're able to take calls.
Wait,
I know
minute.
Rob is very happy about that. We're
yes,
able to take
because,
calls now from the new studio.
Because I'm all about the listeners. It's their show. It's not just our show. It's their show, too. And we always want to get input and hear from them. So I'm happy for the listeners.
So at the 20-minute mark of every hour, of course, you get to call in and weigh in and share your thoughts. Let's get to it, Rob. Of course, the big story last night, even though you had the NBA playoff game where Boston got rid of Atlanta and moved on to the second round against Philly. Great matchup. I think you picked Atlanta, right?
I did. I thought they would force a game seven.
Why didn't you come on here and announce that? Because like you came on and announced that, well, you got something right the night before. Memphis? Was
that's
it
how
Memphis?
What part don't you understand? Like, you're in this business. You're wrong. You're wrong. You don't come on and say, oh, I was wrong last night.
But I'll admit
you talk
when
about
I'm
it.
Wrong.
I've admitted that I'm wrong, too.
I was wrong.
Where'd he get the tape? He got the tape of me saying I was wrong.
It was probably about something else.
I was talking
about
my hair.
Yeah, I was going to say.
My hair color.
I was wrong.
All right, Rob, but let's get to it. And the draft, look, it was, you know, the Bryce Young goes number one. No surprise there. C.J. Stroud, I guess a little slight surprise just because so many people, Rob, had been talking. You know, they're all of a sudden, as you see sometimes, right? The S2 test comes out and, oh, C.J. Stroud doesn't make quick decisions. So I guess if you believe that stuff, you might have been surprised that he went number two. But and then Anthony Richardson, number four, slight surprise. But again, we seemed like we knew he was going pretty high. But maybe the biggest surprise, Rob, was that a name we had been hearing about at quarterback. Some thought second, third best quarterback in the draft. Maybe some even liked him more than that. But Will Levis, out of Kentucky, played 4 years in the college. People love his build. He looks the part. Powerful cannon for an arm. Not yet drafted. Rob, still on the board. Not only did he not go in the top 10, top 5, like some people said, he's not even a first rounder. And Rob, it was sad. It always is. Whether it was way back when Aaron Rodgers slid or Geno Smith slid or, you know, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson didn't really slide, but they weren't drafted where you thought they should have been, you know, at least some people. It's hard when you got to watch a guy, and I know they all weren't there in person, but when you have to watch a guy sit there in the green room thinking this is going to be the best night of his life to date, and instead it becomes maybe the most embarrassing moment of his football life. And, you know, they're men. You got to man up. Hopefully Will Levis will use this and keep receipts and going to have a great NFL career somewhere. But it's tough to watch, Rob. His mom's squirming. He's squirming. I guess those were his sisters. His girlfriend squirming. Like, it gets awkward and uncomfortable even to watch. So you can imagine how he feels sitting there.
Well, that's the risk you take. It's not automatic. I guess he was invited. But those things happen. Aaron Rodgers slid down to 20-something to the Packers. He was supposed to be a little higher than that. So it worked out for him. But Will Levis, it doesn't sound like from the stuff that, you know, people are saying, Chris, there's some quotes I have from anonymous offensive coordinators, quarterback
coaches.
Well,
let me read his quote first before you get to that, because I know where you're going to go. But quickly, he said this, and this is where Rob – if you notice who was pubbing Will Levis, and you got quotes from NFL scouts, the people that were really so high on Will Levis were the Todd McShays and the Mel Kuypers and the guys who do a good job in, you know, promoting the draft and telling you about the picks and who might go here, who might go there. But they're not in the league. They're not the guys on the teams, right? And so those were the guys. If you really look at it, the biggest praise of Levis was coming from them.
Yeah, but
not coming from the league. And here's what he said. I brought that up because I think the league should probably talk to teams and not just listen to what they hear on TV when they invite to the green room. Because here's what Will Levis said, Rob. He told this 2 weeks ago to the Lexington Herald leader. If I know I'll be a pretty high pick, I'll definitely go to the draft. I'm looking forward to going, but I don't want to go if I could be like a second round pick. Don't want to have the camera just on you all day. And that's in the, exactly what happened.
Yeah, but here's the issue that I have. You say, you know, his agent obviously should have been in touch with NFL yep. teams, so that's number one. But to say that you bought into the chatter, pre-draft chatter by talking heads on television, that's silly.
Shame on
the agent. Because if you haven't talked to any teams, Chris, there's no way you bring your client there to sit there. I just can't believe that Todd McShay.
I hope he talked to teams.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't buy that.
He couldn't not talk to teams.
And here's the other thing.
I'm talking about the league, though. Like, when the league is the ones that invite you to the green room.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's fine. They can invite you to the green room because his name was out there. But if you're the agent, I need to talk to a couple teams for myself to say there's a legitimate chance that my guy's going to get drafted and he's not going to sit there and be embarrassed. The other thing is, here's the issue when you have guys, Chris, and I don't know the whole thing, but agents use reporters to push up the stock of their guys.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You Absolutely. Know this, Chris, as a guy who breaks
Absolutely.
News. And
Absolutely.
These guys will feed you. Oh my God!
You really got to double check.
You
got to.
You got. Yep. You can't just take agents. And Chris, a lot of these guys, and I'm just being honest, are in bed with the agents. Hey, you put my guy out there. Talk right. You know, give I'll me get, some.
Because
am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right. Because Rob, who when you see so and so broke a story about a player signing for a certain amount of money, a player yep. getting traded. It's most, in most cases,
99%.
It is the agents. All right? And no, you know how you know? I mean, we knew you and I are in the business, so we knew.
Right.
But how you as an outsider can know? Look at Lamar Jackson. There was nothing coming
Zero.
Out about Lamar Jackson.
Zero.
Nothing.
Because there was nothing there to be
Because he
leaked.
Had no agent.
Exactly, and his agent couldn't take care of his buddies
yep.
who helped those guys, Chris, and they make a lot of money because they're all in bed together. It's very it's a lot of it is
– Well, we've seen many incidents you know, lately where it shows that objectivity gets lost.
It gets lost. Objective that's what
reporting
I'm saying.
Gets lost.
And that's what I'm saying here. That's what this was, Chris, to me, is that if there's no NFL teams – and then when I read the quotes
– And Kiper and McShay now are not reporters.
Right.
Right? So there's that, but they are
but they have connections.
There's some yeah, but they more I mean as much as reporters certainly. And I remember in the early days in NBA when guys like this were starting to emerge, they're definitely getting a ton of information from the agents. And as you know, Robin, you said the agents are pubbing their guys.
They are
oh,
doing that.
The Commanders loved him.
Exactly.
You should have seen Jason Campbell's face or they loved him, you know, not Jason.
And then, because then you put that out there, right? Oh, wow, yeah. Look, hey, this guy's going. But let me give you a couple quotes, Chris. Anonymous, AFC offensive coordinator. Quote, something's not there with him. Something's missing. Not to say that he won't be a good quarterback. I wanted to like him more than I did. He's had the measurables, can throw a mile, but he lacks touch and feel and ball placement. Here's another one, Chris, anonymous NFC offensive coordinator. Quote, eerily familiar Blaine Gabbert vibes.
Gabbert, vibes.
He's a big, strong, pretty dude that makes you excited, but the game doesn't make as much sense to him as other guys. And then the last one, an anonymous NFC quarterbacks coach, he said, quote, the longer I looked at the tape, the less I liked it. He's the only one of the top guys that I didn't see take over a game, end quote. There you go. So maybe if Todd McShay and Mel Kiper did some other homework or checking with some people, Chris, and not, I'm not just saying, because this shouldn't happen. If you really have done your due diligence, and then sometimes, you know, somebody's there, and but you got to make sure, because that doesn't sound like the NFL was interested in that cat in the first round. That's enough from anybody.
And now, did these quotes come out after yesterday or last night, I guess, as he was falling like a stone? They came out before. Okay. Well, Rob, you and I talked about it. I mean, and we didn't scour the tape. We just, let's keep it real. We weren't scouring Will Levis tape. But you know what? I saw him play here and there. You know what we did look at? And this doesn't take a great researcher to do. We looked at the numbers. And we talked about it the other day. I said he had 19 touchdowns and 10 picks at Kentucky.
Thank you.
I mean, and I get it. He's playing against better competition in the SEC, and he doesn't have, you know, the talent around him that a lot of the teams he's faced had. But still, that's a red flag. Like the scout said, Rob, at that level, generally you take over. Now, it's not a rule. Trey Lance played at, you know, didn't even play at the highest level. We'll see what he becomes. You know, Carson Wentz, and I know he became a bust, but, you know, he had his moment in the sun. You know, we've seen Rob, Tony Romo. Where is he from? Was it Eastern Kentucky? We've seen guys come from, even Josh Allen, Wyoming. So it's not like everybody lit up college or played at the biggest programs, but you can't discount the fact that a guy wasn't head and shoulders above his peers in college, because a lot of these guys were, if they're going to be great at the next level. All right, it is the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, it's your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Why do you think Will Levis fell out of the first round? And did the NFL do a disservice to him by inviting him to the green room? It's your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Fox Sports Radio's 2023 draft coverage is presented by Chalk, C-H-O-Q, the reigning champion of natural men's health. Level up, guys, with your strength, your energy, and your focus at Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com. Use code DRAFT for 35% off any subscription for life, C-H-O-Q.com. Code DRAFT. Rob. We just talked about him. Will Levis, congratulations to him. He is drafted with the second pick of the second round by the Tennessee Titans. And, Rob, what makes this interesting is that obviously they have Ryan Tannehill, and I think that's good for Levis to be under a guy like that and maybe learn some things. You don't have to come in and play right away when you're not ready. But the interesting thing is they got Malik Willis right there too, Rob. Remember, he was a guy they drafted last year. So that shows you Tennessee – may not think much of Willis. He got a few moments last year. We got to play and didn't look good. So it could spell trade or something for Malik Willis. But he is now a Tennessee Titan, Will Levis, and we will see what becomes of him in the NFL as far as his career goes. All right.
I just talked to the general manager of the Titans when I asked him about Malik, and you know what he said? What you talking about, Willis? Okay. Everything's not funny.
That one coming from a mile away.
You knew
my
that was
gosh.
Coming, Chris.
Yes,
you knew
exactly.
That was coming.
Sorry. 877-9905. Your turn to weigh in on Will Levis.
At least somebody's trying to be entertaining. A blind Seahawk fan in Olympia, Washington. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. What's up, guys? Tyshirt, you're killing it on the Funky Flashback Friday so far.
Hey, my guy.
Nice start, for sure.
Yep. Now, my thing on Will Levis is my main point. I have a couple points on this, actually. Is the first one is the media and, you know, the scouts and the NFL front offices, they never see eye to eye. I mean, you just mentioned Malik Willis, and I said it last night on Twitter and all this. It reminds me of Malik Willis, where we had people, Malik Willis could be a top five draft pick.
Yeah, really.
Year.
There was a ton of buzz about Malik Willis. You're right.
And he fell, and it's the same thing with Will Levis. And also, there is some like kind of personality issues. I heard Colin Cowherd talking about. And then you were saying, is it an insult for him to be invited to the green room? And I'm gonna say no. And the reason why I'm saying no is because you never know. I mean, we got these surprise picks last night. Like last night was so weird to the NFL draft. A bunch of surprises off the board. Such as the Lions taking the Jahmyr Gibson at 12 or Gibbs, whatever his name is, the running back. So I just think. And also, it's just a cool experience. I would not be mad if I got invited to the draft and didn't get drafted in the first round.
That's easy for you to say.
I disagree with that.
I disagree with that.
Right. To sit there and have the camera on you and your girlfriend's sleep in her lap and your mom's there and her mascara's running because she's got tears going on. Ain't no way that's okay.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. I'm definitely – that I'm not buying. Let's go to Zach in Phoenix. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Zach?
Rob, Chris, man, hope y'all doing well.
We doing good,
great.
Brother.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm mad I didn't get to call y'all during the Super Bowl so I can give y'all some drinks or something like that. But the thing I want to say is this. Men lie. Women lie. Numbers don't lie. If you look at the numbers, Will Levis should not have been considered a top 10 candidate for quarterback pick or a top 30 pick in the first draft. But these agents keep pumping him up. These reporters are taking the agent's playbook, running with it. Yep. And I feel like he was the same. And for me, I'd be pissed off because I got a chance to play in the NFL and didn't get there. But if I had that opportunity to go to that room after being deceived and then having that camera on me all night, I'd feel embarrassed. I'd feel pissed off, and I'd probably be firing my agent.
Right. Well, that, like, the agent shouldn't have you there. I don't care if the NFL is Chris inviting you. Like you know, this has happened to guys before.
This one reason you have an agent because he's talking to the teams. I mean, I the league can look. You know, like I said, they could talk to teams. Where you at on Levis? They can't go through every team, but I'm not saying they're gonna tell them they're picking them. But you know, you might get a feel. But you're right, the agent, that's his job. All right, we got Mark Stein around the corner first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest does a fantastic job covering the NBA. He's done it for years. He's now the co-host of iHeartMedia's This League Uncut podcast. Our man, my friend, Mark Stein.
What's up, Mark?
What up, man? Great to have you.
Always great to be with my age contemporaries. Love you guys.
Right.
Yes, sir.
You don't feel old around us, I'll tell you that.
I feel normal.
You feel normal, right? Not with all these whippersnappers running around.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. Well, Mark, let's get right to it. There's so much to talk about. First of all, let's go to Philly. I tend to think that this is some gamesmanship. I get that Joel Embiid's banged up, but I think this is maybe a smart move by Philly talking about Embiid might not play. We don't know if he's ready yet. I will be shocked if he doesn't play in game one. Is he that seriously injured, and do you think there's any real doubt that he'll play in game one?
Well, look, the fact that it's Monday instead of Saturday obviously helps. I think Sixers fans would love for your theory to be right that it's gamesmanship. I'm not really buying that it's gamesmanship. I mean, it's, you know, unfortunately, you know, Embiid has run into injury issues in the playoffs year after year after year. There's so much riding on this postseason for these guys. And, you know, Embiid's probably going to win the MVP, but, I mean, you guys were there. You know, remember how many times in the 90s, you know, David wins MVP, and then he's got to go up against Hakeem. Like, you know, so he's going to have even more scrutiny on him if he wins MVP as expected. I don't think he's 100% or even close. Now, will he play Monday? Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. But I think he's well shy of 100%.
I'm going to stay with Philly, and I hate to go a little bit off the playoffs, but there's all this talk about James Harden going back to Houston. That doesn't make sense to me for Harden or the Rockets, but it looks legit from all the reports. Is that a legitimate possibility?
It's been talked about so long that it's one of those deals where when there's this much smoke, I'll put it like this, people around the league believe it. I mean, they definitely believe it. You know, the Rockets hired Ime Udoka very quickly, but they did interviews with numerous candidates, and by all accounts, you know, the subject of Harden has come up in that process. And look, I think Harden's affinity for Houston is well known around the league, but it is, you're right. I mean, it's a crazy scenario. The Rockets, I think if you listen to Tillman Fertitta at the Ime Udoka introductory press conference, it's pretty clear. They've been losing ever since he left, and they don't want to lose anymore. So if they don't get Wembanyama in the lottery, are they going to want Harden back? I can definitely see it from the Rockets' perspective. I guess it's the Philly side of it that, you know, Daryl Morey, he spent the first, I don't know, year and a half of his time in Philly doing everything he could to get James Harden. He finally does. if Harden were to leave, I mean, that would just be a stunner that, that Daryl Morey basically did so much to get this guy and then loses him.
Let's talk about Giannis and the idea that nothing is a failure in sports or that whole game. I mean, a lot of people were picking the Bucks out of coming out of the East and getting to the NBA Finals. How surprised were you to hear that? Or, I mean, they made it like the reporter was asking him some question that was ridiculous. I thought that was fair game.
No, 100% fair game, even though obviously you guys know I live in Dallas and you saw what the owner of the Mavericks does not think it's fair game. He's sadly and sorely mistaken. It's 1,000,000,000% fair game. And I think, you know, Giannis didn't love the question because, you know, that was an awful moment for them to lose like that. But, you know, he answered it. And I think that showed, you know, his respect for Eric Name, the reporter who covers the Bucks as closely as anyone. So, I mean, Giannis obviously didn't like the question, but still answered it. And look, I watched it in real time. That night, like, what he said was so earnest and so passionate that, like, I watched it 5, 6, 7 more times that night, and I was nodding along to a lot of it. I mean, it was a really thought-provoking answer, but he took it a step too far when he says right. There's no failure in sports. Right. There is failure in sports.
Absolutely.
I mean, there, and the reality is, look, we're all old school, all three of us, so Pat Riley said it. In the NBA, there's winning and there's misery. And I've always kind of adopted that as gospel. But that's not really true either. That's too extreme the other way. The Sacramento Kings, even if they lose tonight, even if they lose 4 in a row after taking the 2-0 lead, their season is a rousing success.
Right.
They missed the playoffs 16 years in a row.
Right.
And
right.
Even if they blow a 2-0 lead against Golden State, this season is an undeniable success in Sacramento. So it's not just there's one team happy and 29 miserable, but the Bucks were on the championship or bust list. They yep. are a championship or bust team, and they busted embarrassing fashion. So come
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
What do you think Budenholzer, I mean, he obviously got out-coached by Spoelstra, had really a bad series for him. You think he'll survive this?
Well, I think the realistic answer is no, because the Bucks are spending a lot of money for this team, and it's going to cost them a lot just to keep Chris Middleton and Brook Lopez before they even get to fixing the bench. So the only significant change they can really make is changing the coach. But that said, you know, Mike Budenholzer is the only ring-winning coach in Milwaukee since Larry Costello. And it was only 2 years ago, and you can't forget that either. And, you know, it's also been suggested to me, I mean, it's kind of been going around this week, he's got 2 years and $16 million left on his deal. So he has a lot there. You know, the fact that he's won a chance, you know, should he get a chance to bounce back from this after being part of a championship? In theory, yes, he should. But when you look at Budenholzer's 5 years in Milwaukee, this is really the third time in those 5 years that they lost in just
right.
agonizing, painful to the franchise fashion. So
absolutely.
And if Kevin Durant wore size 11, it would have been another one.
Right. And look, that whole run in 2021, there was talk that Budenholzer was coaching for his job then. So there's no question that there's going to have to be a lot of discussion and soul searching in Milwaukee. And, you know, we'll see if he survives. I can't call it yet, but around the league, I mean, this has been as big a story as anything this week is will he be able to survive this? Yeah, because, look, the stat was given to me, and it's absolutely incredible. They blew a double-digit lead going into the fourth quarter in Game 4 and Game 5.
Yep.
In franchise history, in that situation, in the playoffs, the Bucks were 74-1. And
I'll give you another one, Mark, stat that I saw, and I told Chris why, because after they lost game 4, I told Chris I thought it was over. When they're down 3-1, they're 0-11. They've never won a game in their franchise history once they fall behind 3-1. Is that unbelievable?
And that was at home. You know, like down 3-1, you don't expect them to win the series. but at least win game five
right.
at home and force the Heat
right.
to close this out at home. I mean, they were up 16 going into the fourth, and in the fourth quarter in overtime, they looked terrified. I mean, they looked like they had never been in a playoff game. And when you realize they won the championship 2 years ago with basically the same team, it was just hard. You couldn't even believe what you were watching.
We got about a minute for your last answer, Mark. You're in Dallas. Look, I can't see why anyone would give Kyrie more than 2 years. I'd love to give him a year and then a team option for the second year.
Probably can't.
What
get him
do you think
that.
Dallas is going to do with him?
I
mean, it sounds like long term.
I would totally agree with you, but the problem is if you take that approach and he comes back unhappy, you potentially create
he really
a whole
destroys
new set of
problems. Right.
Right.
So they're going to have to find a happy medium because they want to re-sign him, and they gave up so much to get him, they can't lose him.
Mm. All right. That's our man, Mark
Thanks,
Stein.
Mark.
Does a fantastic job covering the league. Great to have you on, man. Good to talk with you.
All right, guys. Be good.
Yep. All right, brother. Peace. It's more Odd Couple coming your way. The Warriors. People thought they were done. Not so fast. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All Oh, this song, I know this brings back college memories for Rob Parker. Maybe senior year, maybe grad school. Grad school for Rob Parker.
If this was playing in grad school, man, I'm like 75 years old.
It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, ATV, boat, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Rob G, turn away. Do not. Rob G, turn the sound down. You don't want to hear this. Shekel City, Chris, my best bet. I'm taking the Grizzlies +5 tonight in L.A. against the Lakers. Rob G is sick. He just threw up in his mouth. I'm also taking the Kings +7. I think it'll be a close game. Warriors will win, but the Kings will cover. So Warriors.
Oh, wow. So you got the Warriors winning.
I got the Kings +7. Okay. And, the Kings had their chance. It was a big game, and I just now where they are and their star, you know, stars not 100%, I just can't see them doing it. And the last game I'm taking, of course, I'm here in Dallas. I got the Yankees and Rangers tonight, Chris. I got the under 7. Jacob DeGrom is pitching for the Rangers. And I think Judge is out of the game, is not playing. So the Yankees offense is going to be an under. So under 7. So here we go again. Best bet, I'm taking the Grizzlies +5 at L.A. I'm taking the Kings +7 in San Francisco. And I'm taking the under for the run total Yankees-Rangers tonight in Arlington, Texas. All right. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
That's good. That's good. I'm surprised, Rob. I'm surprised you're going with the Warriors. I guess you said it, that you just think the Kings blew their shot. The thing to do was not to lose at home, right, against
you couldn't
the
lose
Warriors.
That game, right. You couldn't lose that game. And that's the one. Because, you know, you could try to steal one. Could they try to steal? Can they be the Atlanta Hawks, which went up to Boston? Didn't they win in Boston
that
game?
Well, they won, but that was game 5.
Right, but I'm just saying they went to Boston and staved off elimination on the road, which is impressive.
And played well last night. I mean, I got to give the Hawks credit, Rob. I was down on them. I've been down on them the last couple years after they had that nice run to the conference finals, which, granted, we knew they weren't that good. They overachieved. But still, to fall as far as they did was disappointing. But, Rob, I think the Hawks, and most importantly, at least from a talk standpoint, Rob, Trae Young, you can say what you want about him. You got to respect the dude. And I think he's got – obviously he's got the game. Now, he's got some warts, his shot selection. He still needs to become a better three-point shooter. Obviously he's not great defensively. He's never going to be great defensively, but he can work harder on that end. But, Rob, he's got, in addition to top-flight talent, right, he's got – he ain't afraid. And he loves the big stage, the bright lights when the stakes are high. Rob, that's often when he's at his best. He went up against Boston, a great team, a great defensive team, and gave them the business. We saw him do it in the past in New York, saw him do it to Philly. Like, I know he didn't play well last year in the playoff or last year at times, but he's a big game performer for the most part. And so you got to like that about him. But, yeah, I picked the Warriors in this, so I think they close them out. I think they win this. But they can't play around, Rob. And the Warriors have a habit of, you know, getting too loosey-goosey, you know, coasting at times, taking their foot off the gas. And they, I don't think they will, but they can't do that against this team. Because this team is dangerous, right? If you lose this, I'm not saying they couldn't go there and win a game 7, because they could. But you just don't even want to put yourself in that position with a team that's young, athletic, and clutch. That's the thing. Sacramento's clutch. So you don't want to play around with them.
No, I agree on that 100%. If you do, you could wind up getting burnt. And we saw it. Like, they just aren't the greatest road team. And then you would give them new life and this opportunity to just win one game. And it's a big difference just winning one game, Chris. Anything can happen.
No
question. Is Draymond going to score 20-some-odd points again? Is that going to happen?
Well, speaking of that, have you seen enough from them? Because, man, Rob, Looney with 22 rebounds. Gary Payton II, 4 offensive rebounds. Great off the bench. Great defensively. Draymond, as you mentioned, 20 points. Plays a terrific game on both ends of the floor. Klay is hitting shots. Obviously, you got Steph, but Wiggins is playing. Have you seen enough? I've said all year I think they're going to win it. But have you seen enough to think they're legitimate contenders now?
Yeah, I'm not there. I don't think that they're going to win it per se.
But I mean, just like, are they one of those teams in that hunt now? Because I don't think they're in the hunt.
You got to put them in the hunt. You know, I don't think that would have been the conversation after the first two games, because those games were close and they lost them at the end. But the way that they've battled back, and when it's about who's hot and who's playing well, Chris, as you go forward.
And they're healthy, which they weren't all year. But they're healthy, whereas a lot of teams aren't. All right, we got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Lock it!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.